Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the five things you need to know for Thursday, May 9th. President Joe Biden is threatening to halt some shipments of American weapons to Israel if Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu orders a major invasion of the city of Rafah.
Civilians have been killed in Gaza as a consequence of those bombs and other ways in which they go after population centers. If they go into Rafah, I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah, to deal with the cities, to deal with that.
In an exclusive interview with CNN, Biden acknowledges that American bombs used by Israel in Gaza have killed civilians, but says other military support will continue. Today, Israel's UN ambassador said any limit to weapon shipments would be interpreted by Israel's enemies as something that gives them hope to succeed. While former adult film star Stormy Daniels is expected back on the stand today in Donald Trump's hush money trial, his lawyers are challenging the gag order on him. People familiar with the matter say the defense has asked a New York appeals court to rule on their challenge to the gag order that limits what the former president can say about witnesses in the trial. CNN's Kara Scannell has more.
The appeals court has said that both sides have until May 20th to file their briefs, and as the judge has already found that Trump has violated this gag order 10 times and chastised Trump's behavior in court on Tuesday when the judge called him out for shaking his head and cursing during Daniel's testimony.
A tornado watch has been issued for more than 9 million people living in northern and central Georgia, including Atlanta and Macon. The Storm Prediction Center says a complex of thunderstorms is expected to move southeastward through the region, with the potential for damaging winds, hail, and tornadoes. The extreme southeastern part of Tennessee is also under watch, as the state is recovering from already being hit hard yesterday with deadly storms, flash flooding, and at least 4 tornadoes reported, with some residents, like this woman, searching for their loved ones.
I just heard it. It was a roar. But I just want my mom. But I looked, I didn't see her house. I didn't see nothing. Nothing was there.
Houston's police chief Troy Finner has suddenly retired from the force. It happened earlier this week amid questions about a department policy that allowed hundreds of thousands of cases to be suspended, including sexual abuse cases. That's according to the mayor's office, with the retirement announced just hours after an internal email obtained by CNN affiliate KHOU showed Finner referring to an investigation being suspended because of a, quote, lack of personnel. That email was from 2018, 3 years before he said he was aware of the policy. In a statement given after the KHOU report aired, Finner said, quote, I have always been truthful and have never set out to mislead anyone about anything, including this investigation, adding he would address the media and the public once the investigation was complete. Miss Teen USA and Miss USA have both given up their crowns. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
A string of resignations has hit the pageant community. Miss Teen USA announced she's stepping down from her title just days after Miss USA said she would give back her crown. In an Instagram post yesterday, Miss Teen USA Uma Sofia Srivastava said her, quote, personal values no longer fully align with the direction of the organization. The pageant responded with its own Instagram post, writing that it respected her decision and that a successor would be named soon. Srivastava and the Miss Universe and Miss USA organizations did not immediately respond to CNN's request for comment. On Monday, Noella Vioit stepped down from her Miss USA title, citing her mental health, with the organization telling CNN, quote, "The well-being of our title holders is a top priority." That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.